Hi, Carl. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details and answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your young company. And happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
So, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page. Carl, that's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That is where people go when they don't know who to call. And that's the real power of this particular listing. Even though Arneson Land Services is a very young company, when you're on that first page and people can see you as a top recommended option, they'll be able to pick up the phone and call you directly, and you can easily compete and even win the job from a bigger, more established company. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing, the major search engines, and to make sure that you do pop up as a top option ahead of your competitors, we'll make sure that you have all the content that the search engines look for, index, and ultimately do use to determine what businesses they'll display on that first page. So, for example, you'll have a fully optimized Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories, almost 70 in total. All of them are equally important to Google and Bing, and all of them will, of course, be talking about your company, your services, your service area, and then linking back to a website. Now, Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not currently a website for your business?
No, we do not have a website yet for our business.
That's okay. I did notice you have a Facebook page. You've got photos and videos on that Facebook page. We can use those photos, use those videos, and build a website for you and even link your Facebook page directly to your website. So everything you've got already working for you will continue to work. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. Anybody who types in land clearing service or excavation or fence work, whatever they might type in, your company will pop up. Your website will be there, and of course they'll be able to see those photos and learn about your company. So they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, the quality of the work that they're hoping to get, and when they call you directly and specifically, they're really calling you hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they would want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's still a flat monthly rate. Nothing at all like a lead-based service where you chase down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Of course, people will call you directly. Now, because you are a very young company, you actually qualify for a new business rate, which is by far the lowest rate we offer to the public. It's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Every month, it's going to save you exactly $200. There's no long-term contracts, but our job is to keep your phone ringing. Every month you decide to use the service, you will see that reduced price, and it brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. The $199 is an exact amount. Now, I know that you're in Dripping Springs, terraces maybe 20, 25 miles. If you're wanting to be found in Austin, I would also recommend Facebook paid ads. Now, that just adds an extra $100. You've already got a Facebook page. We would run paid Facebook ads for you. They're about 20 or 22 cents per click, so it's very affordable. Of course, people will only click on it when they're interested in your services, and it would bring the rate from $199 up to $299. You can always add the Facebook ads later. I just wanted to be completely honest with you. You can easily get, you know, 20 miles, but the closer you get to Austin, the more important it would be to have, you know, another form of advertising, and Facebook ads would help you out quite a bit. In either case, the website's going to be included. So we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, that means as you take on more jobs, if you want to take more photos and more videos, we can add those photos and videos to your website. I know your business is new. Looks like you're getting new equipment and things like that, so we can always update your website. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that. Now, we are looking for one company. Obviously, you don't have any bad reviews, being that you're a young business, but certainly we'd like to get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, of course, you know the needs of your business better than I do, how much work you're able to take on at this point, how far you really want to go for the work, and, of course, what the budget allows. At this point, do you think that campaign without the Facebook ads, the $199, would be a better fit for you, or do you think adding Facebook ads and getting a little more traction into Austin would be something you would want for your company at this point? That would be $299, not $199, if you wanted to do the Facebook ads.
Right. So how do we track market efficiency, meaning for myself as far as, how am I going to be able to put value to this? We got to make sure that, it's producing results. Otherwise, I'm just, I understand the value of marketing, but I've got to be able to put A to B.
Oh, yeah. Any form of advertising has to easily justify itself. Now, with us, you'll get a very detailed tracking and reporting system. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard, and the information does update in very near real time. Several times a day, that information does update. So you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, Facebook ads if you're doing it, and from your website. Now, most of the time, you'll just get direct phone calls. People will call you directly. It's got the click-to-call feature. If they happen to fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And Carl, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that lead form does also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Okay.
Okay.
I noticed you've got, go ahead.
Is this a, this is a monthly cancelable service? Meaning
correct.
We can run it month to month and then.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, there is no long-term contract. It is completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can even pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would be that exact flat rate. It will never go up, and it is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It would just be that flat rate.
Okay. So what's it take to move forward?
So I would just verify a little bit of information here, make sure that we know, the name of your business as you want it branded. I would set up a follow-up call from one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Looks like you already do have a logo, so of course we'll be able to use that logo in the website. And that would be a follow-up call, but at this point I just want to get a little bit more information from you. It's at Arneson Land Services. I do see it listed as an LLC, but you do not have to include the LLC in the branding of the business. It looks like, in the logo at least, it's without the LLC. Did you want to just have it as Arneson Land Services?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. If anyone ever asks my opinion, I always say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. So I've got it as Arneson Land Services. Is the phone number that we're speaking on, obviously it's, I've got the 512-216-3761. Is that the business number, the number you want your customers to call?
That's the number I want my customers to call because that rings directly to my son.
Gotcha.
And this is a shared line that I'm using here for my other primary source of income, so I don't have time to respond as quickly as he does. His primary responsibility is to answer requests.
Perfect. So we'll use the 3761 as the primary, well, really the only number that we'll promote for your business, but we'll have it also as the primary number to reach you or your son. We'll have the 5633 number as a secondary number if we're not able to reach your son. Or is this the better number for us to contact you regarding your account?
This is the better number to contact me for the account.
Got it.
But as far as for customers, It would
That's the 3761 number.
Yeah.
Perfect. Gotcha. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I'm pretty certain that you are solely service-based. You always go out to the customer, of course, to perform that service, but no one ever does come to you before, during, or after. There's no address that we would necessarily be promoting for your business online, right?
No, that is correct. Yeah, this is we're a field service-based business.
Of
this
course.
Is not an office-based business.
Yeah, and most field-based businesses or service-based businesses where you go out to the customer are even run from the home, even if it were a shop or an outside office. If you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't even want to list the physical address. They wouldn't want someone to even be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door. So they'll just list your city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not a physical street address. I did see, though, the 18100 Compass Circle, is that a residence?
Yes, that is my residence address.
It is your residence. Okay, so we'll, of course, make sure that that address does not appear online. And then on the Facebook page, I did see an email address, natesoony@gmail.com.
Nate Soony. What we would want to put on the email address would be arnestonlandservices@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Perfect. Perfect. And then your first name is Nate, N-A-T-E?
No, my first name is Carl.
Carl with a K. I actually knew that part, at least the Carl. But Tara still had the Nate in one of the places where the first name would populate. And I'll have you both down as an authorized point of contact. So I've got Carl with a K. And what is your last name?
A-R-N-E-S-O-N.
So just like the business name, Arneson.
Yeah.
And then, of course, this is the best number to reach you. And then Nate is your son. And the business number is the best number to reach Nate. And what is Nate's last name? Is it the same?
Same as mine.
Same as yours? Okay. And then we don't want at all the other email address to be anywhere associated with the account, not for branding your business, not for us to contact you. That was my other question. To contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
What I prefer would be text, because unless I have it identified on an inbound phone call, I end up having to.
I'm the same way.
Defer.
I'm exactly the same way. So I'll put text preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. I will take a look at our client interview calendar, and together we'll schedule that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It's kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. What I'll do now, though, Mr. Arneson, and it's required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that reduced rate, that it's a month-to-month service that will even be including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then did you want to include the Facebook ads in that first month, or did you want to just get started with the local campaign and maybe add Facebook ads
later? We're
going to
get started with the local campaign first. If there's any traction or anything.
Maybe. Yeah, sure. I agree. And that's actually the position that we're trying to fill, that we will be filling with your company. And we can always add the Facebook ads later on. You may even find that you're getting enough work without it. So let me get that voice verification activated here. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Carl, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?"
Arneson Land Services.
That is exactly how I have that. Mr. Arneson, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Carl Arneson, and I'm the owner of the business.
Okay, Mr. Arneson, as the owner of Arneson Land Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Carl, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Arneson, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the customers who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Carl, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, no long-term contract. We are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. There's no direct conflict there. You can keep using it or stop. That's completely up to you. The reason that we even ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company, all the different directories. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Carl, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Arneson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure all the information stays consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the website included, and for the local campaign, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive today, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of April, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, unless you decide to add Facebook ads later on. It does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. It is a month-to-month, completely at-will service, meaning you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Carl, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Arneson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Carl, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Okay. And then that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Okay, it's going to start off on a Visa, and I'm going to need to change the billing card in the near future.
Yeah,
but for the time being, I'm going to go ahead and put it on this card right here.
Okay. So you can either call us again to update that information, or you'll also be able to update billing information right through your client dashboard. On this particular Visa card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
And just Carl Arneson, no middle initial?
Carl Wyman Arneson. W-Y-M-A-N.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4400-6686.
Okay.
8399-9488.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The last three digits of the primary number or the CVC code?
The CVC on the back, yes, sir.
503.
So I've got 503-503, and then December or 12/2026 for the expiration. And was the card itself 4400-6686-8399-9488?
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 18100 Compass Circle, 78620?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in just about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Carl, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, of course, you'll receive all of that information by email as well in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Carl, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Other than that, though, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And it looks like one of our client interview technicians is out sick today, so we are officially, well, I might be able to get you in this next hour. Let me just check, because already it's 10 o'clock, but there is the only spot available today would be right now in this upcoming hour. If I can get that approved, they usually like a little bit of advance notice, but if I can get that phone call maybe in the next 10,
it's going to need
minutes,
to be after 10. It's going to have to be after 10:30 because actually we're going to cut this call short.
All right.
I've got a
not a problem. That's not going to work in today. Okay, so then we will be looking out to Monday instead. We can do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 5, and there's no exceptions on Monday. Everything is pretty much wide open, at least one spot available for every slot. Did you want something in the morning, something in the afternoon?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit the morning.
So 9 o'clock would be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll schedule it from 9 until 10. The call will get to you about 9:05, something like that. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email? Looks like it might still be in the queue, at least the email has. But did you receive the text message? arnesonlandservices@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, that's the email.
Okay. So it looks like the invoice email was sent. If you receive that and open that up, it's got the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. This is just going to take another minute. I know you're kind of getting pressed for time here. I appreciate your patience. If you open that up, it goes right where the text message would go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Just a second.
Sure.
I'm multitasking here.
I hear you.
Give me a second here. I don't want to log in this. I'm logging in another one.
And if you did receive the text, you can just click on that and it goes automatically where we need it to go.
Which number did you send the text to?
Oh, yeah, the text would have been sent to, well, it should have been sent to the 5633 number. That's the one that we've got.
749-5633. Mm-hmm. I haven't received the text yet.
Okay. Were you able to open up the email?
Just a second. I'm trying to log in. Okay, there we go. Just got the text. So okay. What do you need me to do on this text?
So I don't want to walk you through everything here, but this outlines the services that we'll provide. We do populate the 512-749-5633 number as a mobile number. You want text messages, so don't click the opt-out SMS box. But at the very bottom, there's a line that goes all the way across the box above it. Please click on that. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card in your name. So click on that box. And then just as it appears, Carl Wyman Arneson, we need you to copy and paste or type it in exactly as it appears, case sensitive with appropriate spacing. But once you've got your name as it appears there in that sign box, do just click the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's that flat rate, that the website's included, etc. It also allows us to send out the PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do the initial MAPW audit to verify that any information that's out there already is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it takes you to the next screen and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, I'm trying to get into my the Google account. See, the issue is it's registered under my son's number, so I'm having to wait for him to reply to me with the code so I can get in.
Are you not? As far as the email.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the email. So give me just a second here. I'm just
okay.
About in, I think.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so I see the email from you. Splash email.
So if it's the invoice email, it says, Dear Carl Wyman Arneson, thank you for choosing Local Splash, etc. Got the invoice at the bottom, and then in the body of it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. I know the automated system also sends out that welcome or confirmation email as well.
Click here to accept.
So once you click on the blue click here, it does go to the written terms of experience. Obviously, optimizing your Google business profile will mirror the same content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 altogether.
Okay, so I see it. I've reviewed through the whole thing. So it comes down to cancellation and refunds. It's certified that I'm authorized user, et cetera.
Correct.
Click on that.
And then
at the bottom it says signature.
Exactly as it appears there. So if you type it in exactly case sensitive with the spaces, Carl Wyman Arneson, if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. Like I said, that's going to allow us to get everything started even before the client interview.
Local username.
Yeah.
Local username.
So the reason it's asking you for a username and password, and you can forget about it for now, it's just the automated system. Think you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system that's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. The username is the business phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, but the area code is included.
Okay.
So the username is 512-216-3761. Don't worry about the password, though. If you tried to log in and
Right now, what it shows is the username. It shows the username as 512-749-563. So it's showing my phone number as the username in this Local Splash login page.
Oh, Okay. Well, we have it officially as the business number. We will, once your client dashboard and your tracking system is sent out, we'll officially send you the correct username and password. Like I said, the automated system thinks you're trying to do it now. If you were able to get in, it would give you an error message that it hasn't been created yet, but we'll get that started and flesh that out with the client interview that we've got scheduled for Monday at 9 o'clock. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'll send you a calendar invite as well to the email address, but you don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. It'll have what I believe is the accurate username and your name and then your phone number, which is basically the same thing.
Okay. So I don't need to do anything on the splash page?
Not at this point. Yeah, not at this point. That's just the automated system trying to get you to the next step, which it thinks is for you to access your tracking system. It's just coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking. But you're all set and squared away on my end. I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. You and Nate, you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.